Good afternoon. It's about 4 minutes past the hour. I'm Vince Colpluca with these headlines. A mandatory evacuation order has been issued for residents along the entire South Carolina coast. Governor McMaster ordered the evacuation to start at noon tomorrow. The order applies to all eight counties along the coast, including Jasper, Beaufort, Colleton, Charleston, Dorchester, Georgetown, Horry, and Berkeley counties. Governor Henry McMaster.
This may be inconvenient. This is a very dangerous hurricane. But we are not going to gamble with the lives of the people of South Carolina, not a one.
Florence rapidly intensified to a Category 4 hurricane today, and the National Hurricane Center says it's likely to be a large and dangerous hurricane up until landfall. South Carolina Public Radio meteorologist Jeff Huffman says it's not just where it comes ashore that must be watched closely.
The setup over the Atlantic is one that not only supports Florence making landfall as a major hurricane, the storm is likely to grow in size as well. This means its wind field will expand and the potential for life-threatening surge will as well. This is why you hear us always say don't focus just on the track.
Jeff also encourages residents who are being asked to evacuate tomorrow to make sure they don't put themselves at risk for another hazard after landfall.
Newest data continues to suggest Florence might slow down or even stall over the Piedmont, maybe even drift back to the coast. So anyone close to or in a flood-prone area, even areas as far inland as Columbia or Rock Hill, will need to stay aware of the potential flood risk for days following Florence.
Hurricane Florence could be the strongest hurricane to hit South Carolina since Hugo in 1989. And ports officials say a single-month record has been set for the amount of containerized cargo moving through the Port of Charleston's terminals. The state's Ports Authority says it handled more than 206,000 cargo containers in August. The previous record was 201,163 set in June. You're listening to South Carolina Public Radio on southcarolinapublicradio.org.